Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin is expressing dissatisfaction with technical problems and delays that have beset the state's health care exchange website, Vermont Health Connect, since its rollout on October 1st.
It's extraordinarily frustrating to have the technology challenges that we've had. The difference between Vermont and the other 49 states is we want to take maximum advantage of the benefits of Obamacare to help Vermonters afford insurance. So we're requiring you to go into the exchange as of January 1. So our dynamics are a little different than other states. We've got to get 70,000 folks through the funnel by January 1. I don't have confidence that our website is going to be perfect by then. So I put in some additional options that will allow Vermonters to be assured that they won't lose their coverage because our website has been disappointing.
Individuals and families will be allowed to extend existing coverage through March 31st. Small businesses will have the option to enroll in plans directly through the participating insurance carriers, Blue Cross and MVP, working as agents to Vermont Health Connect. Governor Shumlin says there is progress being made improving the website, but he must find a balance between Vermonters' needs and the technology challenges.
I've made the judgment that these provisions, extending coverage for anyone that wishes to under their current policy, and engaging our insurers, Blue Cross and MVP, as agents to the exchange, will help both small business and individuals assure that they don't have a lapse in coverage as we improve the website.
Vermont House Republican leader Don Turner was pleased to hear the governor announce new options for the health care exchange, something he and members of the Republican caucus called for last week.
We feel that Vermonters are a lot better off today as a result, and we thank the governor for stepping up and realizing that we couldn't afford to put so many Vermonters at risk with a system that just wasn't functioning. And what the governor laid out yesterday, although it's not everything that we had asked for, it's actually in some fronts do a little bit more. But by giving people that currently have insurance the option to continue those policies through the end of March is a big step forward from our perspective.
Turner adds that the governor's alternative is what his caucus fought for during the legislative session.
In the healthcare debate, we fought to have an open market to allow individuals and small businesses alike to purchase their insurance outside of the exchange. However, the majority and the governor wanted a closed system. They wanted everybody to be required to buy through the exchange. So we're quite surprised that the governor has made this move because it shows that there is a need for that. And why we can't do it going forward is disappointing to us. But at least if we do it now, people will be covered on January 1st.
Vermont Insurance Agents Association Executive Director Mary Eversall says the changes announced by the governor are very important to her members.
With the system problems with Vermont Health Connect, our members who are licensed brokers were struggling to provide service to their clients and trying to get them enrolled because they're working off of paper applications that probably didn't provide all the information. And a lot of businesses in particular and individuals have a lot of anxiety about being insured on January 1st.
The alternatives announced by Governor Shumlin are effective through 2014. Eversall says they would have preferred to keep the current market in place for those that have policies.
But the administration felt that this was the best option to get through the technical glitches. And we are waiting to see and are hopeful the technical glitches will be able to get through, but we just have to wait and see. But at least there's some relief for Vermonters right now.
Governor Shumlin says he picked March 31st because he felt it would give plenty of time to work with the vendors to fix problems with the website. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.